time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. And as always, I am just delighted that you are joining in to this conversation, whether you're here for the first time, whether you're back to learn more layers about how to work with money in a new way. That's really my work in this world. And it's the purpose of this podcast is to bring consciousness to how we do money. Because when we don't bring consciousness to it, we tend to recreate a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. We tend to work out of our money wounds. We tend to work out of beliefs that no longer serve us if they actually ever did. And that's just, again, it's a recipe for pain and suffering. And a lot of us have pain and suffering around money. I will raise my hand that money has certainly been a teacher of mine. And what I've realized through the work that I've done is that when we bring consciousness to money, what we're really doing is we're working with what I call the soul money relationship. We're in relationship with this resource of divine. And the more we bring presence to it, the more we bring consciousness to it, the more we're able to create in a way that not only brings us the resource of money, but it brings it to us in a way that makes our life joyful. You know, not all of us want to be gabillionaires, right? That's not really the purpose. But money brings us so many experiences. And, you know, if you want to be a gabillionaire, that's fine. There's no judgment. But when we work with our own personal relationship, we get to do it as we want to do it, which I think is just spiffy is the word that's coming to my mind, which is funny. That's a weird word. But, you know, it's just something that it excites me, right? So the other thing about acknowledging that this relationship is present is we get to acknowledge that money is a mind, body, soul creation. And I don't know about you, but when I first started learning about all the different ways of being conscious and all of that, right, as money was teaching me that I needed to do something in a new way to have more joy in my life, I got really excited about all the mind stuff, all about the universal laws and how I could work. I mean, it just felt magical to me. And I think that happens for a lot of people. We get caught up in it. We start kind of learning things and we operate out of our heads and we forget that it's a mind, body, soul experience. And that makes things a little bit more challenging. So that leads me to introduce my guest today, who I'm just delighted to have here, because she's going to be able to help us with that. So my guest today is Heather McGregor. Welcome, Heather. Really glad that you're here.
Yay. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm super excited to be here with you.
Fantastic. Well, let me tell people a little bit more about you. So Heather is a certified laser coach, quantum flow practitioner, author, speaker, meditation coach, and the founder of Naturally Present and the Claim Program. She works with entrepreneurs and coaches and service-based business owners to unhook from limiting story and beliefs while connecting more deeply with conscious creation, the quantum field, and embodiment of abundance, which is really what we're here to talk about today, right? It's about the embodiment piece. So again, welcome. I'm just delighted that we're going to get a chance to talk at this level about creating.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. It's interesting hearing someone read back the things you do.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's funny because a lot of times I'll summarize but it just felt important to bring all those pieces together because creating has so many different pieces to it. Yeah, I think like I said in the intro, It seems a lot like, well, it's just, well, if we just work with the magic of the universe and we think about what we want, then it should come. And that's an aspect to it, right? But not necessarily the whole picture.
Yeah, and it often leads to disappointment for people.
Absolutely, right? Because here you've been told you finally figured out the secret, right?
Change your thoughts and it will all happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a wake-up tool, right? I think it caused a lot of people to wake up. But again, if that's all that you ever learn about it, then it does lead to disappointment. And that disappointment, I think, then in turn leads to feeling really bad about yourself. Right. And that's the last thing that we want to have happen. So let's start. This is a big question, I know, but let me just pose it and then we'll kind of take the pieces as they come. But can you tell me about the body's role in creation? So what is it about, our physical structure that is important in the creation process?
Yeah, that's a, as you say, great deep question.
Yeah.
But I think for me, a lot of what I've learned recently and through my practice of quantum flow, going through the training for that, is really about, we live in a sea of energy, right? We know this. Science, quantum physics, science has shown us about the energy. And so we're energetic beings. Our thoughts are energetic things. All of the experiences we've ever had in our life, or it's all a big sea of energy. And I think with the human body, it condenses so much, and we attach so much to this vehicle being who I am. And through all those experiences and all my different energy channels where it's flowed and not flowed, and I've taken on limiting beliefs and all the different things that have happened, I then have blockages in my body. So blockages in the muscles, blockages in the energy channels, blockages in the veins, all over the place. And for me, we're, really unaware of that aspect of it. And especially, as you said, like we focus a lot on the mindset and changing the thoughts and all that stuff, but we leave the body out. And so the practice of embodiment of abundance for me is really about doing the things that bring the body into it and understanding that it's not a different aspect of me. It's all one and the same. It's all the sea of energy, the same as my thoughts are, the same as my desires are, the same as my dreams are. And so there's this vehicle that all that gets to move through. And just like a car, if it's got blockages and the fuel's not moving through clearly, it kind of stops the flow and it moves me into my old patterns. And I'm moving into creating from memory and experiences I've had in the past, rather than being open to brand new consciousness coming through, rather than being open to new ideas and inspirations and being able to quickly move with those, with the flow of energy. And so for me, the embodiment piece, the body, is really about clearing it out. And I don't mean drastic fasting, and there is a time and a place for that, absolutely, but just an awareness throughout the day. Where am I holding tension? How can I drop more? How can I relax more? How can I open up my energy? How can I connect all of the different energy centers in my body so that they're working together rather than against each other? In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, beautifully, beautifully summarized. So the image I had as you were sharing that is, so we know that we are divinity. That's one of the things that we learn, right? Or we remember. And if we're asking for creating and we're trying to work with the universe and the universe is saying, yes, please, all right, I'm happy to deliver, right? We're the ones with the free will. The universe is going to follow what we're asking for. And it starts flowing us energy. It starts flowing us ideas where we're going to, hey, Jennifer, why don't you contact this person? Why don't you contact Heather? She's going to be a great person on your podcast, right? So it's flowing this idea. But then if I'm not paying attention to my body's energy and my body is feeling tense, if I'm holding old patterns in a way that maybe filters out that divine voice, is that kind of what's happening if we're not attending to what's going on in the body?
Yeah, exactly. So I love that you use the word filter. I use that a lot. So there's two layers to that. One is the filter can be the information comes in and we filter it to a way so that we only receive it in a certain way. And the other way that I look at it is, so you get that hit to call someone, for example, reaching out to Heather. And then you get that clear, okay, yes, that's what I'm going to do. But then it's the energy coming out. Now you're moving into action and it goes through another filtering process. And that filtering process can really change what we choose to do, can change how we perceive the information, because it's based on the filters that we hold are all based on our past experience, on memory. And so if in the past you've made a call to someone named Heather and it wasn't a great experience, right? There's that filter. So that kind of thing. And so it's really about learning to open up the energy, open up your cells to move that energy so that when you are both receiving and acting upon information, we're getting those filters out of the way. We're clearing out our filters, like cleaning our air ducts.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. So it's happening on in two ways. That's fascinating. So not it's receiving and then being able to act. Can you give an example of how somebody's action filter, well, I guess you did, you said, right, maybe I had an interaction with somebody before that it just wasn't a, you know, last time I reached out for a podcast, I got, you know, yelled at or whatever. Are there other examples of ways that those action filters can get, or what happens when they're mucky and they're not real clear and clean?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, thinking about money and the flow of cash in your life, it's very, particularly with entrepreneurs and people who are working in their own realm as opposed to receiving a paycheck, that we often get, you know, we put out a desire. I want to put together this program and I'd love to have 10 people. And you get very, very clear and very, very excited and the energy's flowing. And then it comes time to take action and all of the insecurities, all of the doubts, all of the fears, those are the filters that energy hits up against and distorts often as it hits up against them. So the clear energy comes through, it hits into a fear or an insecurity or something like that, then it distorts. And so instead of reaching out and calling Heather, I'm just going to go write a blog post. So you're still taking action, but you have filtered it. You've distorted that clear intention from the universe that you're co-creating, and then you've gone and taken a different action. So sometimes we feel like we're in action, but we're actually still taking action that are based on insecurities and doubts and fears and all that stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's really fascinating. So as you're speaking, what's coming up is, you know, I think about limiting beliefs and I think about them being in my head. And I know, I mean, and I know I'm a science person from way back. I, you know, Candace Pert, Molecules of Emotion, all of these different things. And I mean, I understand about how the, you know, our brain and our memory isn't just in our heads. But when I think about limiting beliefs, I do think of that very much as a mind issue. But what sounds like you're saying is it's not just a mind issue. Yeah. It's a body issue as well.
It's a body issue for me. It's also a disconnect. So I think about the energy centers and, you know, if we think about money and survival, that's all kind of lower body stuff. And we all have a lot of stored energy, crystallized energy, stuck energy, tight muscles or too loose muscles, right? There's a lot going on there. Yeah. And so the energy can't flow up to the heart center and up to the psychic center up in the head and places like that, because we have the blockages in our lower body, lower parts of our body. And so really making that connection between all of them is where we allow energy to flow freely, undistorted and unfiltered. And it's a work in progress. Like, I don't know anybody that has this down pat all the time, right? So yeah, I want to be clear here. This is, I'm not saying, woohoo, I've made it.
I know. I always say, look, if we were always in connection, because I work right a lot of times at the level of the soul and connection and all of there. And I'm like, look, if we were always in connection with the soul, we'd evaporate off the planet. So any of us who are walking around aren't connected all the time, and that's okay, right? It's part of the human experience. And I think that it is part of the human experience for a reason. It's not necessarily lessons, but it's a way for us to learn more about who we are. Yeah. Right. So it's not about getting life perfect, but, you know, understanding what the patterns of our blockages are. So do you find people do have certain patterns? If let's say you're experiencing money issues, are there certain patterns that you see frequently with people, or is it very much a individual basis as to where energy might be blocked?
That's a great question. A little bit of both. I mean, a lot of humanity, I think we can all narrow down money beliefs to stories we've heard in the past, right? You know, what you heard in your childhood, your environment, all that kind of stuff. And I do see that the energy is primarily in the lower body center. So one of the things that we do a lot in quantum flow is really about connecting the core. So using the pelvic muscles, using the navel, the breath, all that stuff. And the idea is to be squeezing the muscles, contracting and expanding to get that energy moving. We use our fingers to dig into organs, into the liver, into the gallbladder, you know, traditional Chinese medicine and that kind of stuff to really feel that crystallized energy. So when it comes to money, yes, I do experience that. It's all kind of down in the lower centers. So there is that. And then there's just the common themes and stories, you know, there's just the 1% get rich and money doesn't grow on trees. And, you know, we're all familiar with those ones.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm being told that we need to earn something. You can't just put your hand out and receive. You have to prove that you're worthy of it. All of those lovely beliefs that people taught us because they thought that it was maybe going to help us. Yeah. Not so much.
Not so much. And that's another interesting piece of that is we do, all the memory is stored all over our body. We're like a computer in a sense, right? We are a hard drive of information, data, codes, all that stuff of our entire life from birth to this moment or past lives, if you're into that, till this very moment. And the next moment that you and I speak, we bring them with us. And so the work for me is really about stepping into each moment, letting go more and more and more of the memory. And the work of the physical work of quantum flow is really about releasing all of that stored memory. And it can be in a shoulder, it can be in a fingertip, it can be any tip of your nose, right? We don't really know where we store particular memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's really fascinating, isn't it? When you start connecting and asking, and different pieces of your body start to speak up. That's a really amazing, really amazing experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, since you brought up the quantum flow, correct?
Yes. So
can you say a little bit more about that as a technique? And is that something that somebody can learn? Do you have to be in person? Do you need to have a practitioner? Or is that something that you learn and can then do for yourself?
You do need to work with a practitioner, and you can over time learn to develop your own program. For me, I went through the training program, so I am a practitioner and I take people through that, and I do it through Zoom, but also face to face. And I mean, it's a practice of mindset, movement, physical. It brings in so many different things. We use breath, so there's qigong, traditional Chinese medicine, yoga, Ayurveda, like everything. It's kind of all in one package. Mm-hmm. And the idea of bringing that, again, that just that connection of everything. So instead of having my mindset practice, and then I go and exercise, and then I go and do my breath, it's sort of an all-encompassing. And for me, that really spoke volumes, because that, again, is moving away from the separation and connecting. It's all about connecting it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what would you say about, because again, my work is mind, body, soul focused, but the entrance for me is through soul and connection and being able to connect with who we are at that level, and then be able to have a real tangible conversation with the soul. So can you talk to me a little bit about where you see that connection between soul and body and in relationship to what we're talking about?
Yeah. So for me, it's really about consciousness. And, you know, if I were to look at my physical body, soul is the heart area. It's the center. It's where, you know, the feminine comes down from the top, the masculine comes up from the top, they meet together and they dance and they merge and they connect in the heart center. So that's the space for me. And really, it's about the flow of consciousness. So when I am tapping into or helping someone else to find that aspect of themselves, to really step into that flow with open movement of energy, then there is this sense of knowing. And so it's a trick, it's a dance to be able to differentiate between the soul and the ego speaking, because we've got both voices plus multiple iterations of each one. But I mean, ultimately, when you step into that space and you connect and you ground with yourself and you are open and you are in that flow, that for me is really when the soul is speaking. And it's not a separation of mind and body. The mind and body are part of the soul. It's all a field of energy. And I feel like we're really, you know, we are moving out of an old and into a new, and we're sort of in this pause, in my opinion, in this gap space where we haven't quite brought in the new, but I think it's really about letting go of the division. So even letting go of the masculine, feminine, the duality, letting go of mind, body, soul, and it's just all connected and all encompassed. So accessing the soul, absolutely, and understanding that the body is a part of it. It's not a separate thing that we need to fix in order to access our soul. It's part of it.
Yeah, that's a really, that's like a mind bender.
You want the red pill or the blue pill?
Yeah. Oh dear, I made that choice. And some days I wonder why, that's not true. So as you were speaking, what I was feeling was a tapestry, right? So that all of us, the soul, the mind, the body, is contributing to this tapestry of energy. And so I'm formulating a question. There's like 9 things I want to ask all at once. So just let me pause for a second so it doesn't come out as gobbledygook. Yeah. So how does somebody know that their entranceway into allowing this tapestry to create what they want it to create is through the body? And again, I know it's all connected, and you know, certainly quantum flow isn't just about the body, but are there telltale signs, or what would somebody be experiencing if getting into the body would be a good way for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it, you know, it is different for everyone, but ultimately when things are working, right? When you,
right?
if you're struggling, if you've got challenges, if you've been trying the same thing over and over and, you know, it's not shifting, or, you know, you're following what the templates tell you, what the gurus tell you, what, you know, all the different things that you've seen on Facebook and it's just not working, then there's probably energy to be cleared in the body.
Yeah.
And when you start to do the process, there, it's really hard to put into words what the experience is. And I know everybody has their own experience of it, but the runner's high, you know, the painters when they're painting, and you're just where you're not thinking and you're not separate from your body. It's that feeling of wholeness. It's that feeling of ease. It's that feeling of flow. For me, it's really about flow, where that energy is, it's the give and take and the yin, the yang. It's all just moving together rather than I got to do this. Oh, it's challenging. And well, maybe I'll go do this instead. You know, there's a as opposed to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really interesting because I just recently have had that experience. For the last few months, I've been dealing with a hip issue. One that has, it started out as sort of this niggling thing that I could ignore, and its voice got louder and louder to the point where even sitting in this chair to do the podcast was excruciating. And I tend to do things more through energy medicine and that kind of thing, and I've been trying to fix, and so I finally decided I needed to go to a Western medicine doctor. So I went, and it was just so fascinating because what she said to me was, okay, Jennifer, the goal here is movement. You're stuck.
Oh, wow.
And I must have looked at her because I'm like, I was not expecting the message to come through a Western medicine physician.
Yeah, right?
Right? Like, oh, thank you for being the voice of my soul here. And I as soon as she said it, I went, got it. And because there were several places where I have been working hard to create something in my business, working hard to create something in my extended family system, and I felt stuck in all of them. Like, duh. Yeah. Right? So, you know, I think that we get our clues where we get our clues.
Yeah.
And it's just so fascinating how each individual piece, because I was reaching in different ways, you know, looking to see what I could figure out, and I couldn't find it, but took this lovely woman to share with me. So my goodness.
And the body's always speaking, right?
It's always
speaking to us. We just don't pay attention
or it's just, oh, it's this hip, or oh, it was COVID and I wasn't moving around as much. There's a lot of excuses. Right. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of reasons for it. And so I'm just, and it's just this dense piece of energy, but it isn't, it is a dense piece of, it is, it's energy, right? It's yes. that, it's that energy flow.
Yeah.
It's that energy flow.
And we have to bring it with us. We can't, I think this is another piece of the movement of the consciousness movement is that, you know, meditation, and I'm a huge proponent of it and I will never say don't.
Right.
And the body is a part of it. So I teach open-eyed meditation and moving meditation, like it, really being in life and being able to meditate as you're in your body and you get those energy channels flowing and you're super, super present because you're using meditation practices, then there's ease. Mm. Then there's clarity. Then there's flow. But the body's a huge piece of it.
Yeah. So I will count myself among the number of people who have kind of disconnected from my body. Right. Just whether it's pain or whether it's just whatever, it doesn't always do what I'm asking it to do. So again, it's that relationship. I speak about relationship with money, but it really is recognizing that is part, the body is part of the relationship. So do you have any advice for, you know, those of us who might not be listening for a variety of reasons, as a way to kind of make friends with your body again, so that you can integrate this part of the tapestry?
Yeah, that is an excellent question. And again, it'll be different for everyone.
Yeah.
Two things come to mind immediately. Number one, stand naked in front of the mirror every morning and fall in love with yourself.
Whoa, let's just start out with something easy next time.
No, we dive right in.
We go, I know, that's what I want to talk to you. We go deep right now, let's just do it.
And, you know, really being able to be so present with that experience and let whatever emotions come up, because those are the things that are blocking you. Emotions are blocked in our body, stored in crystallized energy form. So really, you know, let's be real with us. You've got to get raw and real. If you want something to shift, you have to be raw and real about exactly where you are right now. You can't bypass it. And I think a lot of stuff does try to bypass. So get raw and real with your body, you know? And then the second piece would be breath. Like, so many of us hold our bellies in, especially women. We kind of grew up in that era where you got to have the tummy tuck and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Think corsets and wherever we've been. Anyway. So really, you know, taking time to intentionally breathe where you're not doing anything else, like bellies open and relax. Like that's really, even for me now, I have a little breakfast in there, but it's not comfortable. So really learning to be in that space where you could have your belly relax, let your organs just flop. Right, rather than holding it all together, just really tuning in there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. So we are getting to the point where we're going to take a break here in just a couple of minutes. So before we get to break, if there was one more thing, you already shared so much. This I really want to explore this sort of raw and real, but we can hold that for another conversation.
Okay.
Is there one more thing that you think is really important for somebody to understand about the embodiment of abundance? What's one thing you would want to share?
I think the one thing I'd want to share is understanding that it's actually really simple.
Mm.
And it's actually our natural state. So we're returning to our natural state. We've moved away from it. We're returning. So it's not this journey of finding yourself. It's not this journey of hardship. It's actually who we are. And so embodiment is simply, again, making that connection between body, mind, and soul, bringing it all together, being present. The one thing that all of this stems upon, yes, you get raw and real. Yes, you do the physical activities. Yes, you get movement, but it's being present. When you are present, you hear your body or feel your body. When you are present, you can witness your thoughts, your limiting beliefs, your crap. You can witness it rather than be it. So that's why my business is naturally present. The more present we can be, the more in the moment we can be, the more we catch the filters as they pop up, the more we catch the inspiration, the more we catch the ideas as they arise, because we're open and available for them.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that idea that what we're really doing is returning to our natural state gives me this huge just sort of out breath. Like, of course, right? I'm not making anything happen. There's nothing wrong with me, right? There was never anything wrong to begin with, right? Yeah. Nothing wrong. And we're doing here is witnessing the layers of gunk that we have heaped on ourselves, because we're human and we do that. And we get to uncover what's actually us, what's present, what's natural. And there's a lot of entrances into that, but if we can just remember that nugget, it takes off so much of the pressure, I think, too.
I'm going to add one thing really quick before we
get
the break.
Yeah.
Aligned with that. And this is to take off the pressure. So when we move into the place of observer, we always want to come at it with curiosity, because when you're curious, you're not judging. Say, oh, wow, look at that belief showing up for me. Oh, I don't like that belly roll. You witness and observe with curiosity and humor. Like, let's just lighten up a bit, okay?
Oh, so it's so damn serious, right?
Totally. Like, no, just
a little bit of laugh is amazing what can loosen up, right? With a little bit of laughter.
Yeah, curiosity and humor, always.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I think that's let's just let that be the last word for the moment. So we are going to take a quick break, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, I'm going to have Heather explain a little bit about where you can find her and some of the things that she's got for us as listeners. And then we are going to exchange gifts and do some processes, which makes it sound hard, but it'll be easy.
We'll bring in the curiosity and humor. It'll be
we'll bring some humor into it. That's right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, Jennifer Bloom, your host, and my guest, Heather McGregor. And we have been talking about embodying abundance, and there are so many nuggets in here. I'm thrilled. We've already talked about so much, but what we're going to do next is we're each going to do a little bit of what we do for the other so that you can get a chance to understand how this work really works and make it a little bit more real. So, but before we do that, Heather, I'd love for you to share with our listeners where they can find you. And I know that you've got a couple of really cool things going on that you wanted to share. So the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you so much. So I do have a website, naturallypresent.com. It's a great place to find me. I will say, you know, as everyone's website, a work in progress and probably gets the least amount of my attention. So I do, most of my work is done right now on Facebook, Instagram. So I'm Heather McGregor or Naturally Present on there. And I do have a private Facebook group, which I'd love for anyone to come and join me. It's called the Claim Your Abundance Soul-Led Life and Business. And then if I may, I also am running in September, a 5-day challenge. It starts on September 13th and it's called Inflow with Abundance. So it's really aligned with what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And it's a 5-day journey. People call it challenge because that's sort of the term in the industry, but this is really about a journey. So we're going to be looking at how to really unhook from story and all that stuff and all our limiting beliefs and how to really connect the core. So we'll be bringing in some quantum flow, superfoods, habit trackers, all that stuff with the intent to really tap into conscious creation and unlimited possibilities. So that is a 5-day journey. I do have a registration for that. So hopefully you can share the link with your listeners.
Super. Yep. That should be in the show notes. And if they happen to not see it in the show notes, they'll find it on Instagram or Facebook in your groups.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
as you'll be sharing that. Great. Yeah. But again, yeah, it should be in the show notes.
Yeah.
It will be in the show notes. Let's just say it that way. It's there.
Perfect.
Yeah, let's just make it easy.
Yay.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm going to be signing up. I'm super
excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really curious. All right. Well, let's jump in here. And what I'm going to do is for my portion here is to share with you one of your sacred partnership with money languages. And the language we're going to talk about, so we have three, all right, take a half step to the side here. We have three core energies that we bring with us, and that's part of our personal soul. And then we have three energies that we brought to support the relationship with money. And one of those languages with money speaks to the being state that allows our body to be in flow with abundance. And so that's the language, because that's what we're really talking about here today, right? Is that, and the other languages are important too, and they get woven in, but this is something that we can pay attention to in our body. And I think that, you know, when we do reconnect with our body, we do understand how we're vibrating, right? If we're in that space of tension, or we're in that space of disconnection, or we're in that space of frustration, that's what's present. And it makes it hard, again, to receive any sort of inspiration. It makes it hard to, I mean, that's how we're communicating, right? That is the communication style with the universe. So when we become more aware of, number one, what we're feeling and how that impacts what we're receiving, and then we learn what our souls really prefer, it begins to magnify how we can create and how we can allow flow in the area of money and abundance. So What I would love to do, and I identified this language before we got together today. It's what I do is my muscle test. So it's yours. First I connect with your soul, and then I muscle test. So this isn't me just sort of peeing out of a hat or saying, oh, I think this is what Heather sounds like. And something to remember is that this is language that is being put to something that's at a soul level. Mm-hmm. So as best you can, I'm going to ask you to listen to the description and as a whole. Okay. Yeah. And so what I will do is I'll give you the description and then some of the things that you would recognize if you were using this energy consciously and what you might notice if you were using it unconsciously. Okay. So again, this is your, this is the tone for your sacred partnership with money. And for you, it's called Carter. Okay. And the general, if you were to have Carter as part of your personal soul languages, it would all be about your soulful personality would be about sharing a particular message. Mm-hmm. In the money world, what this means is your soul's preference with money is to live your message of prosperity and abundance. Mm-hmm. The abundance being state for Carter, and this is the vibratory state, includes knowing, loving, and abundant. So those are the being states that are going to put you in connection with your flow of money. So the special talents of this energy, things you're going to notice when you're consciously connected, as you follow your message and follow your specific path, money results. You stay focused on the message and trust that all the resources you need, including money, are already present, even if they show up at different times on your journey. You don't wait for money to be present to start. You simply trust and step in. You know that money doesn't have to come specifically from your message. You're willing to accept money from any avenue. On the other hand, if you are using this money unconsciously or it's blocked, things you might discover is that you try to pay attention to both money and your message. So the message gets cloudy and so does the money. You judge your message based on the amount of money it is generating. You judge yourself for wanting money, believing that you should just be giving your message. You won't accept money for your message because the message was divinely given. So as you listen to that, how does it resonate or does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. On both sides of the coin.
Sure. Right. Because if we were always connected, we would be evaporation. Yeah. We would evaporate off the planet. Right. Yeah. So, you know, that abundance being state of being in a space of knowing and loving and abundance. Right. That's, you know, if we're going back to that tapestry image, that's the frequency that is right, allows flow. And of course that sounds reasonable, right? I mean, for all of us, that's going to be something that's important, but that's something that your soul chose specifically.
Love that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I absolutely resonate with that. And is it Carter? Like
Carter. Yes. Yeah, and I will send you, I'll send you the full description here, after our show. One of the things we won't get into here, but just something also to know is that since these are literal pieces of divinity, it's one of the consciousnesses of the divine. So it's something that can be spoken to. So you can learn to connect and ask questions and receive answers. And it's because this is outside of our personal soul, which is outside of our personal gunk, sometimes it's a lot easier to talk to this kind of this language, yeah, one of our relationship languages, because again, it's not all caught up in those human layers that sometimes block what we can hear.
I love that. It's gunk free.
Gunk free. Absolutely. I love it. Love it.
Beautiful.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to share with you.
Thank you.
So what would you like to share with me and the listeners? I'm happy to follow whatever exercise you might have and share what my experience is. So
beautiful. If it's okay with you, I'm going to take you through a very quick little breathing process that is really about moving energy from the lower part of our body. Mm-hmm. That sound okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And you're seated nice and comfortable, right? So if any of the listeners are doing this afterwards, and you know, just make sure you're seated somewhere nice and secure and where you're not going to fall over. And you just want to have your feet on the floor, You want to have your spine as straight as possible and beautiful if you can close your eyes and just tune into the moment. And just start to bring all of your awareness into your body. So all of the experiences of earlier, we're letting all that go and just coming to the present moment. And then I'm going to invite you to relax your belly. Relax your shoulders. And keep pulling all the strands of your awareness into your body, right into the core, your navel area, the solar plexus, all of the lower parts of the body. And then on your next inhalation, allowing the belly to really fill up and expand with the breath. And you can count in your own time your breath. And when you're ready to exhale, consciously pulling the navel in and lifting the pelvic floor. So imagining you need to go pee and you want to stop the urine. Engaging those muscles as you exhale. And as you exhale, pulling the navel in, squeezing the lower center, taking a moment in the exhalation before you inhale and relax it all. Let the belly go, let the pelvic floor go. Feel the expansion in your belly. And then when you're ready to exhale again, pulling the navel back toward the spine, lifting the pelvic floor, engaging your core muscles, squeezing, holding the exhalation at the bottom. And whenever you're ready to inhale, letting all of that relax, opening up, feeling and inviting expansion. And then continuing at your own pace with inhaling and expansion, exhaling and squeezing, lifting the pelvic floor, pulling the navel in. And as you inhale, expanding. And as you expand, consciously inviting the energy of expansion to go into your cells, into your bones. And as you exhale and contract and squeeze the lower muscles, imagining that your navel is going all the way back. And as you inhale, opening up to that expansion and inviting it into the core of your bones, into your bone marrow. Feeling the vibration, feeling the expansion. Bringing all of your awareness back into your body. And just giving a moment of gratitude for this beautiful vessel, this vehicle that you get to move through life with, have experiences with, feel sensations with. Being grateful for every single breath. Feeling that gratitude for expansion on the inhalation. And surrendering to the contraction on the exhalation. Telling your body it's okay to be empty. Inhaling, we receive. Exhaling, we release and surrender. Taking one more deep inhalation when you're ready, all the way to the bottom of your belly, really opening up, Buddha belly, big belly. Exhaling, lifting the pelvic floor, pulling the navel back toward the spine, squeezing all the lower muscles, all your core muscles. Staying in that emptiness for just a moment. Whenever you're ready, inhaling and relaxing. And moving your awareness to the seat that is supporting your body. Allowing your shoulders to just drop another half inch if you can. Moving your attention up to your heart. Thank you. For the breath, for the inhalation and the exhalation. And then whenever it feels right, you can open your eyes. And be present. So just taking that experience of the breath and bringing in that core muscles with the pelvic floor and the navel. just to help squeeze and put some pressure in there, and then opening up and relaxing and letting that energy flow, whatever that energy feels like. That's a very simple practice. We can do it any time throughout the day, especially if we're feeling that ee-er. When you're feeling a bit stuck.
You know, in the best possible way, when I opened my eyes, it was almost like I expected to be 12 times my size, right? It's just like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, because of that sense of expansion and really feeling the, giving myself permission to be in expanded state, to feel the, as you said, in the bones. And right, when we're in this beautiful flow, our cells are in, they're in growth mode, right? They do what they're supposed to do. And when we're contracting, they end up in fear mode. And so just giving that permission to be open, and but then also that permission at the end of the breath to allow emptiness for just a moment, right? As I think that we're constantly trying to fill ourselves up, that emptiness can feel really scary sometimes.
Yeah, we want to run away from it.
Yeah, exactly. Can you speak to that actually a little bit about what that is, or how to make friends with the with just that peace?
I mean, I think ultimately when we are very connected to consciousness and source and soul and all of that, we actually are entering the void. We are emptying the emptiness, because it is the place that is beyond all movement, which is thought and creation and inspiration, all that stuff. So the emptiness is actually very powerful, and it's where we will be most productive and most connected, when we can really be comfortable in emptiness. And so using the breath, I mean, in quantum flow, there are times where we hold the exhalation for quite some time, and really learn to be comfortable there, really learn to be safe there, and know that we are safe, and know that the inhalation will come when it's time. And I think it's really powerful, because that, when we look at meditation and different things that take us to the that space beyond, where you are just really like, who's thinking these thoughts, right? When you get really into that, it's empty. And so if we're fearful of it, and we try to avoid it, and we're constantly looking to fill it with whatever we use on the outside, then we're missing a golden nugget when it comes to really embodying abundance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We've been taught to fill that with everything and anything possible, right? Television, I mean, even if it's just noise in our environment, right? Yeah. Thoughts and action and all of that. So. Yeah. Wow.
100%. So I do have that free gift for your listeners, and it is an extended version of that, an abundance meditation and activation. So I'd love to share that for no cost with whoever would like it. So.
Beautiful. And what an amazing gift. And what an amazing opportunity to start to play with all of the different concepts that we've talked about, because, you know, after all, concepts are a head thing, and we want to be in the body, right? Yeah. So, what a wonderful way to start that practice and to observe, right? In your words before, to observe what comes up without any sense of judgment, to, right? For me to notice, like, oh, that's a little interesting here. Or what does it feel like to be that empty vessel? Yeah. And just really get curious. Well, Heather, thank you so much for your wisdom, for your time today, for everything that you've shared with our listeners. This has just been a fantastic conversation.
Absolutely. For me as well. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And for those of you who are listening, thank you all for being here. If you are interested in learning more about your soul money relationship, I'm going to invite you to come to my website, which is jenniferbloom.com, and you can take the free Soul Money Relationship Quiz, which is going to help you understand the three different elements of the Soul Money Relationship and which one of those elements could use just a little bit more connection, and there'll be an exercise for you to do. So if you're curious, that's a really great place to start. And then, of course, Soul Wisdom Abundance is here the first and third Fridays of every month, and I look forward to meeting you all here in the space. space. And until we all meet again, I offer you prosperous blessings. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.